Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
I'll wait to hear this for 51551 for Black and White. One listener says, just scrap the championship in relation to the GAA. While another says, for the welfare of the nation, the GAA championship is very, very necessary. Well, the GAA is facing calls to axe the inter-county season less than 48 hours before it's due to resume. Some wonder if the return to play is reckless, given soaring coronavirus numbers. Others argue it'll bring joy to a nation at breaking point, as that listener just said by text. A nationwide survey of players over whether they want to return to action is due to be completed within an hour. And Barry Lenehan has more on this story. Barry, fresh restrictions yesterday. We seem to have put the spotlight back on Croke Park now.
Yeah, and less than 2 days to go before the big throw-in calls for the GAA to consider that return to play due to rising infections, level 4 restrictions. But remember, elite sports people, including inter-county panels, allowed to continue under level 4. The Laois hurling manager, Kilkenny legend Eddie Brennan, wondering whether the return is reckless. But there's particular criticism with regards to the return of the National Football League given this weekend. In particular, given the games could have no real significance, with talk the National League could be restructured next year due to COVID concerns. This articulated by the Cork manager Ronan McCarthy. The big return, however, will be marked by Kerry and Monaghan in football on Saturday, and Kerry players starting their journey tomorrow one by one in car to where the bicycles go by in twos and threes in a skein, an 8 hour round trip. And with this in mind, former Kerry All-Ireland winning captain Darren O'Sullivan, he says the GAA needs to call everything off.
We can't go for a bite to eat. We can't do so many things, but we can drive, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours up to Monaghan, where they've just been put into level 4. We can go into a dressing room with 30 odd other fellas, and then we can play a game of football where there's a lot of uncontrollables in a game of football. With the way the country is at the moment, with so many people having to restrict their movement, restrict seeing their friends and their family, and then allowing players who are amateur at the end of the day, at the moment they're being called elite, which is quite amusing to me. I suppose the same people that are calling them elite are the same people who would be up in arms if these players were getting paid for a living. So I just think it's very contradictory. You know, you're stopping people doing very simple, ordinary things, yet you're allowing amateur players to travel the length and breadth of the country and play matches and be in dressing rooms.
And obviously you're known for wearing the green and gold, and that scenario which faces Kerry tomorrow, in which they have to travel in cars by themselves all the way up to Monaghan. What is your reaction to that scenario, first of all?
It's not easy on players. It can be quite dangerous to having to travel all the way up, play a game and try and travel all the way down with tiredness and fatigue. And it's a long drive with fatigue. You have to stop. You're going into different counties, into petrol stations for your cup of coffee, whatever it is. I just think it's opening up a can of worms. Like I said, Monaghan have just been put into level 4. You're expecting 30-odd Kerry fellas to drive up there, play a match and drive down. And my thinking on it is, and I'm looking back to the fellas who are working in banks and schools and whatever, and I'm there, if I was a colleague and I knew they had driven up to Monaghan, they played a match in Monaghan, would I be comfortable working with them on the Monday morning? The answer is no. Like, if I'm restricting my movements and I'm not going here, not going there, not even going to my neighbour's garden, but this colleague of mine can travel half the length of the country, play a physical match, be fine. I just think it's wrong.
But in terms of the championship, the argument put forward by many, by some in government, is that this would be something that would lift the national mood at a time of great despair to the country, something for people to look forward to, something for people to talk about. Would you not accept that argument?
But there's a lot more things. I just think you're putting a lot of pressure on, and I state this, amateur players. You're expecting amateur players to do what professional bodies haven't been able to do, and that's keep their players safe. You look at the rugby, you look at the soccer, their professional bodies have plenty of money behind them and they can't do it. So I can understand people saying, oh, we need it for our well-being. I understand that. I understand that it's a tough time, but that's an awful lot of pressure to be putting on amateurs.
Do you think it's pressure which players don't want at this stage?
I don't think too many players would be brave enough to pull out, because they don't know what damage that's going to do to their inter-county career. The rules are the rules at the moment. They're trying to tell us to stay within our own county, restrict our movement, restrict the people you're in contact with. Yet, just because it's sport and people are using the argument that we need it for our well-being, you could also argue that people need restaurants open for their well-being so they could go and enjoy a bite to eat. You can argue everything. It doesn't make sense. You're telling too many people in the country that they can't do X, Y and Z, but a portion that can travel wherever they want to play matches.
Yeah, some very interesting points here. That's All-Ireland winning captain with Kerry, Darren O'Sullivan. What about inter-county managers, Barry? What are they telling you?
Wexford hurling manager Davy Fitzgerald in favour of the championship going ahead in spite of two confirmed cases in his camp this afternoon. Niall Carew, he's the newly appointed Carlow manager. He says the games will mean a lot to people.
We've been holding a lot of trial matches and as we've seen over 60 players and, you know, I suppose the big thing people would be asking you, was there anyone worried about COVID? And I didn't get that sense with lads that want to play for Carlow anyway.
Do you think this should be going ahead? Some people are saying it's reckless.
I mean, you can look at it both ways. You know, for everyone's mental health, I suppose it's something to look forward to and it will make the winter shorter. Fairness to the GA, I mean, everything is in place in terms of there's no eating after training or matches. Lads are generally going straight to pitch for training and then with matches it's only 15 per dressing room when you're in there for a short period of time. For people that aren't getting out, especially people in their 70s and things like that, to have something to look forward to then. I know the club matches were a big hit then for people that were cocooning, I suppose, even at this stage. The intercounty would be a big blow for everyone if that was to be pulled as well.
So you think this is really important that it gets underway?
I mean, there's risks in everything you do in life and we know this is a big risk because we don't know much about it. But yeah, look, I do think it's good for everyone's mental health to get back out. You know, the older generation and the younger generation to have a look at, you know, to have something to look forward to at the weekend.
What do you say to the argument that people, they can't go to their neighbour's house yet? Sligo can travel however many kilometres it is down to play you this Saturday.
It's difficult, Barry. There's no point saying it isn't. It is, and it's a tough question to answer. But all I can say on our end and the GA end of things is that everyone is adhering to guidelines. You know, life has to go on as well, but at the same time, we still have to be very careful.
And the Laois manager Mike Quirk saying perhaps neutral venues might be more prudent for the National League. Would that be something you would concur with?
If it cut out the long distance travelling, yeah, it's an excellent idea.
Maybe that's a big if, I suppose. But what about the players themselves, Barry? Because I can't wait to see the results of this nationwide survey among players. It's to be completed this time, this evening, soon.
Yeah, completed within the hour from the Gaelic Players Association. The results tomorrow. A question asking players, do they A, want the season to proceed? Do they not want the season to proceed? Or do they want to play only if COVID protocols are improved? This comes after deep concern was expressed by some within the GPA. And the sense is this evening that players will be happy perhaps with the season to proceed, but there could be fresh impetus or renewed calls for new COVID-19 protocols for inter-county panels. Players on social media, John Heslin of Westmead, saying he is concerned from a health and welfare perspective about the return to play, but the Armagh captain Stephen Campbell saying the return to play was the one thing that kept most of us going over the last 6 months. He's never experienced anything like the emotional stress during this pandemic. We have an opportunity to give joy to a nation that it is a breaking point, and to take that away would be a catastrophe. Niamh Collins, she's a multi All-Ireland winning defender with Dublin. Here's what she told me.
Personally, from my own perspective, currently, I can only speak for my team in from this point, but we have a very good setup in the Dublin Senior Ladies team. The team are really aware of maintaining the guidelines, and from that point, I haven't felt unsafe in the unit to date. There was a safe way to run the championship. I think it would bring people a lot of joy. I think it would bring people a lot of hope. You know, I think it has been something throughout the summer, you know, through the club games, people have been looking forward to the Senior Inter-County Championship returning. And I think if we can do it safely, we absolutely should. I think one important thing to note, though, on this point is, as I said, I can only speak for myself from that perspective. You know, I'm living at home with nobody vulnerable. I'm also working from home. So, you know, I'm not getting exposed or exposing anyone else if something was to happen. You know, not every player would be of that kind of fortunate situation. You know, it should be up to each individual to be able to make that decision about whether or not they're comfortable playing on the team. And I don't think any ill will should be held towards any player if they do make that choice.
There could be some players out there who are living perhaps with elderly or vulnerable people who would be perhaps cautious in relation to the virus. They may not want to engage with travelling across the country or playing, but they may fear that it could jeopardise their hopes of representing their county, which is a very big honour indeed.
Absolutely, and I almost think there should be, you know, a provision made this year to make sure that nobody would be adversely affected if they decided to step away from the panel this year. I think, you know, on a personal level, everybody would understand, but it should almost go above and beyond to make sure that, you know, there will be no adverse to any player who decided that, you know, this year wasn't for them, for their own safety, for the safety of the people they love, or just in general, if they're not comfortable playing. You know, it should be made very clear that, you know, they shouldn't feel any ill effects of that choice.
And that was Niamh Collins. Barry Lennon, thank you very much indeed.